Joining me live over the phone right now this morning is Brian Muir, City Administrator for the City of Kemmer. Brian, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Duke. How are you?
Hey, good as always. And again, as always, appreciate you taking some time. And, well, what's the update from the City of Kemmer today?
Well, we had some snow. I don't know what it's like up north, but we had some snow and had the crews were out there doing some sanding of the roads a little bit, just a little skip of snow, but it looks beautiful here, beautiful sunshiny day. So
perfect. Well, as you know, speaking again with Brian Muir this morning, Kemmer City Administrator, and you know, Brian, some of the things we've talked about recently is the economic diversification studies and the group that was in Kemmer recently to kind of give some third-party opinions on what Kemmer can do to maybe help the downtown area. And we had talked about some of their results that they concluded with. And, well, what has Kemmer done with those results, and what's the process now moving forward?
Well, we have a lot of irons in the fire when it comes to economics, and that's one of them. And I think we've got to one of the things that we've got to focus on is being a little bit more optimistic, I think, about what can happen. I know there's, you know, the half glass full and the half glass empty analogy would apply here. I think we do have a lot of there seems to be a lot of people moving here and buying homes, and so we've got to find things for them to do downtown, and so we're going to be focusing on that. And we actually just, you know, I think we put some investment in the infrastructure downtown. We need to continue to do so. We put in a new sidewalk and some new pavement in the triangle, which is the core of our main street. So we're going to continue to find ways to create a vision for that that really unique way downtown that we have. So.
Excellent. Again, we're speaking with Brian Muir this morning, joining us as the Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, as you mentioned, you have a lot of irons in the fire when it comes to economic development and diversification. And what's the latest you're hearing from Pacific Core, Rocky Mountain Power, and the natural resources situation for South Lincoln and the Kemmer community?
Well, actually, I'm going to be chiming into an online meeting on next Monday on their IRP meeting to kind of see what they're doing. I've put in a number of suggestions. One of them is, this is suggested to, we could actually, by taking coal-fired power out of the fleet, we could be creating economic poverty for the people who they serve. So, in other words, higher prices in utilities and, obviously, less jobs for Wyoming. So I think I'm hoping that they're going to consider following some of the expectations of our legislation to try to keep coal going and in some fashion. And so I'm going to be just kind of watching and seeing how they're responding to some of our suggestions. I know there is interest in people purchasing the power plant still, so it's going to be interesting to see where that is. I have yet to get an update on that, but so that would be the ideal for us, of course.
Brian, there was also the potential, the expansion of natural gas, if I'm remembering this correctly, and it was postponed because of COVID. What's the status on that? Is it continuing to happen? Where are things there?
Well, actually, they've already got, as far as I know, not number 3 has been converted to natural gas, and I believe it is operating right now as we speak. So there is the potential to convert other plants in Wyoming to natural gas. I think that they did, I did notice on their IRP that they are studying that different, you know, the efficiency of gas and natural gas at different elevations and those kind of things. Of course, one of our challenges is our elevation is among the highest of, if not the highest, among the power plants in Wyoming. So, but, you know, there could be opportunities there. It's probably too early to say anything on that, but I think our best option is to focus on someone buying the coal-fired plant and turning and making sure they keep them coal-fired and either retrofitting them with a CO2 carbon capture where they could take advantage of the Q45 tax credits or turning into coal gasification and those kind of things, which I think are a win-win for the environmental interest as well. So if they could see it that way. So
it's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI radio network. And we're speaking this morning with Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, some changes after the election. Going to have a new mayor for the city of Kemmer in the next couple months, I understand.
Yes. Councilman Bill Tech is the now the mayor-elect, and he will be starting in January. And he's got a lot of experience in law enforcement. He also understands our the public works side of things. So I think his experience will be a great benefit to the community, and look forward to working with him in that capacity.
Brian, appreciate your time. As always, anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
I just wanted to talk about some additional. We have been going around with Angelo Economics looking at sites for light manufacturing. I think what's true for Kemmer is probably true for Wyoming. I think we need a lot more focus on manufacturing here to diversify things. And so we're beginning the process, but it takes a long time to get that to fruition. In the meantime, some things we're focusing on. Some priorities that were given to us by Global Location Strategies, which did our analysis of our economy. They said that chemical manufacturing is really a good opportunity to possibly convert natural gas to sulfur-free gas or natural gas to carbon black, and also, you know, obviously coal to carbon black. So there's a lot of other products that can come out of coal. So I think we got to make sure we're still playing to our strengths and using technology no matter what we do going forward. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us this morning. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network on Swift 98 and The Spur.